This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is 21st of August. Thanks a bunch for tuning in for this episode. The 16th edition of Asia Cup Cricket 2023 will begin this 30th of August. There will be 6 teams participating in this tournament. The 5 full member nations, India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and Afghanistan, automatically qualified. And the 6th team, Nepal, won the ACC Men's Premier Tournament to qualify. In addition to the India vs Pakistan battles, there are 2 other major interests in this tournament. Number 1, this is the last major ODI series before the mega ODI event of October 23, the ICC ODI World Cup. Number 2, this will be the first Asia Cup cricket tournament in the history with multiple host nations. Yes, 2 nations and 4 venues in total. Lahore and Multan in Pakistan, Colombo and Kandy in Sri Lanka. League stages, there will be 6 matches. Super 4 group stage will have 6 matches and a final game. A total of 13 matches. Colombo hosts 6, Kandy and Lahore host 3 matches each, and Multan will host 1 match. India, Pakistan and Nepal are in Group A. Bangladesh, Sri Lanka and Afghanistan in Group B. In the league phase, each team plays the other 2 teams in their group once. The top 2 from each group goes to Super 4 group stage. In the group stage, each team plays the other 3 teams once. The top 2 team from the Super 4 goes to the final on 17 September at Colombo. It's tough to say who the current Asia cricket champions are. The confusion is because the last Asia Cup of 2022 was played in T20 format and Sri Lanka were the champions. The 2018 tournament was the last ODI format in the Asia Cup and that was won by India. For this forthcoming edition, Sri Lanka and Afghanistan are the 2 teams yet to announce their team. Pakistan, Nepal, Bangladesh and India have announced their squads. India announced their 18-member squad, including the reserve player, yesterday. The selections of Rohit Sharma, the captain, Virat Kohli, Hardik Pandya, and Ravindra Jadeja were no-brainers. Shubman Gill, Ishan Kishan, Suryakumar Yadav, Tilak Verma, Shardul Thakur, Akshar Patel, Kuldeep Yadav, Mohammad Siraj, Mohammad Shami, and Prasid Krishna are also retained. Sanju Samson has been included as the standby reserve player. KL Rahul, Shreyas Iyer and Jasprit Bumrah are returning from a big layoff. It would be very interesting to see how they perform. With ODI World Cup around the corner, immediately after this, it is very interesting to see Ravichandran Ashwin and Chahal missing out. With all-rounders like Pandya, Jadeja, Akshar Patel and Shardul Thakur in the mix and also several players returning from a big layoff, it would be interesting to see the playing 11. Based on the selections, it appears India is focusing more on ODI World Cup than the Asia Cup. This tournament is going to be a great platform for KL, Shreyas and Bumrah to get back to their cricketing routines. The last 3 ODI encounters between India and Pakistan. India was a winner on all 3 occasions. September 2018, twice in Dubai, and June 2019, once at Manchester during the 2019 World Cup. However, in the ACCI ODI team ranking, currently Pakistan is ahead of India. Australia is number 1 with 118 points. Pakistan is at 2nd place with 2 points behind and is also 2 points ahead of the 3rd place India. India and Pakistan are scheduled to play at Kandy on 2nd September. Most likely, they will be playing the Super 4 group stage also at Colombo on 10th September. And again in the finals. Cricket fans all over the world are thrilled for these highly anticipated India vs Pakistan encounters. Let's wait and watch. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode.